The Banny Duas Faucherugus Shachle. She Fiona McCardle Mish. I'm Fiona McCardle and I'd like to welcome you to Shachle. In Shachle this time, on Shachle and Cute Show, Ophelia Ethera Shunach Pan Celtiach, the International Pan Celtic Festival. The island is one of six nations that takes part in this annual event, and a new song in the Manx language has just been chosen to represent the island in the festival's main competition. As S son stubborn. M is for Manx cat. How a Manx alphabet book has been brought to life on the stage. Lictan Goltajach Lurish Goldas Nierin. Tan Balia Carlo, Mush Quegad Melia Shar Yas Fushbala Clea. Ta Eru and Favel, Mush Kerta Zenas Feed, Ta Kumal on Savalia, as on Sinerd Megirta Mush. Keet the Rau van Owen Barrow, Ta Rai Trude Valia, and Cagliach, Ether and Dechunti, Jelish as Carlo. Egatreton, Tan Clen Valia on Scunti Carlo, as she Balia and Hunti ye. Ta Cunti Carlo, Nain Jane Cunti and Sarame Leinster. Tan enim Carlo, jit foddy vosh and yernish kachalach. Ta kacher, an eru kier. As ta shen kangotrish, bayan as kier lugachan uk. Va Carlo Crono, son istok. Foddy, mer an erd vaga. Van balia na vol redach odach sligol tethen an owen barrow. As erife shen, odach ad curl yo bayan vosh de chulu erd. Fawella? Ta shen de velen enim Carlo jit vosh kair lochen. Ge, nach vel feni shon, de ro, kair shan lochen on shen roi. Carlo's been successful in its bid to stage the Pan Celtic Festival on a number of occasions. The Pan Celtic Festival moves round Ireland. From its origins in Kerry, it's been in Galway, Donegal, Clare, Kilkenny, and across the border in Derry for a couple of years. This year will be the fifth time that Carlo has hosted the festival, and it's a special year as the Pan Celtic celebrates the 50th year since its inception in 1971, although it's actually only the 49th festival. It wasn't held in 2001 because of the foot and mouth disease outbreak in the UK. The Pan Celtic Festival includes all sorts of competitions for solos and groups, playing and singing, but it also includes some sporting events as well. The idea is that it's all embracing, so there's something for everyone in the local community, as well as the visitors from elsewhere in Ireland, from Wales, Scotland, Brittany, Cornwall, and of course, from Helen Vannon. The main competition is the Pan Celtic International Song Competition, with a song sung in the Celtic language of each of the six participating nations. To choose a song to represent the Isle of Man, I've been organising a Renson Manon. This year it was held last Saturday, the 11th of January, when there were two songs put forward. First, we'll hear the song performed by two members of the Balachs. It's sung by Mike Wade, who also played guitar, with Ian Allen playing the bouzouki, and it's called Ivai Machri.
Bye.
Evi Machree, sung by Mike Wade, who also played guitar, with Ian Allen playing the bouzouki. There was a panel of three judges, David Kilgallen, Liz Marshall and Pether Cubberley. They had a tricky task on their hands, as David Kilgallen explains.
I've done this quite a few times now, and I think, just to give you an idea of this kind of, we do actually use scoring systems as well, by the way, we don't just make it up, but so we're looking at things like performance, and we're looking at things like the musicality of it, and also the Manx, and there's the structure of the Manx, and also how well the Manx is sung. You can put scores there, and I think ultimately you need to make a decision on that. But the problem we were having today was just trying to decide the musicality of one song, and also the compared against the technical merit of another song, basically, and that's the difficulty we had. So after much, we've been chatting for about 20 minutes. So anyway, after much deliberation, we've actually decided to give the prize to Annie and Phil Iaslair. So congratulations, guys. And well done as well. So there was only a couple of marks in it, so well done.
There we heard David Kilgallen, on behalf of himself and the two other judges, Liz Marshall and Pether Cubberley. The winning song was another, with E in its title. This time it's Iaslair. It was performed by Phil Gorn, singing and playing his fiddle, Annie Kizik, who wrote the song, playing piano accordion, and Paul Rogers on guitar.
This is mostly made up by me, but the first verse, Iaslair, the words came from a song fragment, as they're described, in the Clegg collection, and also appears in other collections too. But other than that, the tune and the rest of the words are original. But I sort of took the idea of from the original scrap of words there, which are ascribed to a Manx fella who was kept captive at the end of the 18th century in France, And all the time was thinking about escaping home to Balearic, and eventually he did. So I sort of worked on that theme about trying to get home after being stuck somewhere else for a long time. So E as Lair.
Which will go forward to represent the island in the Pan-Celtic International Song Competition at the Pan-Celtic Festival in Carlow on Thursday the 16th of April. The Pan-Celtic Festival itself will be running from Tuesday the 14th to Sunday the 19th of April. However, it will be my final year in 2021 organising the Manx participation in the Pan-Celtic Festival, which will be the 50th, so if you'd like to step up and help me arrange next year's Arenas on Manan, and then the party to represent the Isle of Man in Killarney in the week after Easter, please do let me know. Ta Aberlich na chorus scrui, ta cauracha brioglin as coroglin. She Aberlich gregach van chide, achtabi Roshen, the achten screwy, the tashbina, coroglin, the lomakan. The sly cur and enem ajbad shen. O quito nish, yenach imajen ogle shen, el yemajay olach. Tan hood smood a lie gemnus shen aberlich. The vel shen kiat the bollach, nudin. Tashe leatherin as feed, unsen aberlich, tashin kleacht a drish nish, unsen helen and goldach. Tan a letter in shen a nes rish tausenen de flinten, wosh aberlich, higher imida, leorish pobul shemach, va comul uns lefagus de Egypt. Rosh naki jeg, hocht as care feed, van aberlich shen, kangel trish a nes ach sinai, red va sly genu imida, mush shach keed jeg, rosh christ. Uns naki jeg, hocht as care feed, who are Shandeli emnesit John Darnell in Aberlich so Erjoluin Krega uns in Egypt. Red van Povel genu imajo mush dehi blin roshen. Van hid leder j aleph tashendach re thou ne ox uns burl. Van na leder beth tashen chitta tai se hilk ein ne house uns burl. Huggen de leder shen aleph as beth an enem an chorus ein an aberlich. In the spring of last year, author and mum of two children, Gemma Yet from Ramsey, produced a book, M is for Manx Cat, an Isle of Man ABC. She'd been looking round for a book of that sort, and realised there weren't any with a colourful, picture-based approach that were themed round the Isle of Man. She produced a series of rhymes and worked with illustrator Kim G., to produce the book with support from the Year of Our Island and Culture Vannin, who provided translations of some of the material into Manx. Since then, the book has developed in a way which Gemma Yet probably didn't imagine back in the spring. For last October's Theatre Fest, M is for Manx Cat came to the stage of the Studio Theatre in Ballacameen High School in Douglas. And now, the Manx Cat is on the prowl. Here's Claire Kilgallen, RBV, to tell us more.
The background is Emma's for Manx Cat is Gemma Yert got this idea of writing an ABC book, basically to show her children, teach her children ABC, but using a Manx theme rather than the usual ABCs. So that was done, and then two girls, Lisa Kreisky and Christine Sutcliffe, thought, ooh, I think it was Christine had actually been away and saw a play that was about a whale, and she thought this play would work for Emma's for Manx Cat. So she had a chat with Lisa, and they got together, and between the two of their brilliant brains, they came up with this idea that they could do it as a musical. So that's sort of where the inception came from to produce Emma's for Manx Cat, really. I'm the grandmother. I've got two lovely children. I've got Lisa's son, who's called Isaac, and I've got Christine's daughter, who's called Alexis. And they play themselves. They're both nine. And, they're visiting me here on the Isle of Man.
That's right, that's the start of it. It's nearly their bedtime and they've got to go to bed. You see, I've got... Mm-hmm. I read the actual rhyme and then I have the dialogue and they're supposed to interact with me. Which they do very, very well, actually. A bit boisterous, but it's absolute fun, absolute fun. How it runs is every letter in the book has... a reference. So, for instance, A is for Albert Tower, and then there's a rhyme that goes with it. And there's a little bit of dialogue where I explain to the children about the Albert Tower and who Prince Albert was, and in Victorian times, the Isle of Man was a hotspot for tourism, how they would come from towns all over while taking of the sea air and strolling down the prom. And that's the first song. So strolling down the prom, and all the songs in it are Manx songs. Some are more modern contemporary and others are perhaps like Laxey Wheel is a little bit older. Well, obviously Laxey Wheel was Stuart Slack. And what I like is D is for dancer. She's so proud to dance the Manx girl's jig to folk tunes at a Celtic gig.
And if anyone has got the book and they see the Manx dancer there, the costume is actually a Nafeni costume, because Gemma used to dance with Nafeni when she was younger. So she's got a little bit of inspiration from there as well. And it even says about jellyfish in Manx a smugrona, which literally means seal snot. And Isaac chases Alexis round with a supposed, you know, finger up the nose and chase around. So it's really interesting all the way through. Gemma's done such a brilliant job on tying everything in together, and Christine has really put a fantastic dialogue together, and to explain things, some things like you was for umbrella, it's blowing a hoolie. And the Alexis asks what a hoolie is, and I said it's a very strong wind, a bit like some of the days we've had around just lately. And even our local MacLear get a little showing in this as well. They then play a MacLear Fast and Furious piece while Alexis and Isaac run round with umbrellas. Wallabies, of course. And the extra leg. And then we've got the TT races at the very end, where it's, you know, zoom, and the bikes racing down the mountain fast, fast, fast. And there's another tune, Three Little Boats there, Song the Manx Cat, Laxi Wheel, Hello Little People. Yes, that's another one. Yes.
Joe McCarry.
Yes, and that's a brilliant one. The Manx Girls Jig is Ganenum. So there's little bits of Manx in it, not a lot, but there's little bits of Manx come out in it, but every letter is representing something that we would see here on the Isle of Man. And not every letter in the alphabet has a song to go with it, but there are quite a lot of songs throughout, and they're all very upbeat songs. They're absolutely brilliant.
And who gets to sing the songs?
Well, it's part of the theatre group that Christine and Lisa run, Stage Door Entertainment, and it's part of all that set-up and group. And they've got a brilliant choir within that group, and they sort of had, I think it was the slightly maybe older girls, there's about 15 of them, 16 of them all singing away, and they sung in harmony, and they had other parts that came in above, and it was absolutely brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
So it's quite an undertaking then, logistically, to get all these people together, and now you're going around different places in the island to present it.
Indeed we are. We're on the grand tour. The tour, it is quite difficult getting everybody together at the same time, but they've successfully managed to do that, including actually an older Isaac and Alexis. They play imaginary selves when they're adults, I suppose, or at least grown up children and teenagers, and they're dressed the same. So even just getting that bit together is quite a challenge, I suppose. And the older Alexis and Isaac, they actually do dance routines to the songs while the songs are being performed. Absolutely brilliant. And the tour actually started last week in Ramsey on the 11th of January in Ramsey, 1 o'clock and a 3 o'clock showing, both very well attended. The 3 o'clock, I think, was sold out. And then we're off to Laxey.
That's this coming Sunday.
It is indeed, yes, that's this coming Sunday. And again, it's a 1 o'clock and a 3 o'clock showing. You can get tickets through Eventbrite. 2nd of February, Sunday, will be in Port Erin, and that's 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock, Erin Arts Centre. And then the 1st of March, which is also a Sunday, will be in the Peel Centenary Centre. 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock showing as well.
Claire Kilgallen, taking the role of the grandmother in the stage production of M is for Manx Cat, which is now on a short tour. As Claire mentioned, the first performance was in Ramsey last Saturday, but you can see it in Laxey at the Working Men's Institute on Sunday the 19th of January, on Sunday the 2nd of February at the Erin Arts Centre, and finally at Peel Centenary Centre on Sunday the 1st of March. Tickets for all performances are £5, and can be booked through www.eventbrite, that's eventbrite.co.uk. And all the information can be found on the Stage Door Entertainment IOM Facebook page. As the show curlingus, Jerry Shachley and Jack and Show, That's it from Shachlé this time. So, from me, Fiona McCardle, home, Fiona McCardle, Slán Liú.